Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, what did Lackawanna County officials learn from a recent trip to Data Center Alley in Virginia? And holiday travel may be a little easier in Northeast Pennsylvania now that a bridge on I-84 is open again. It's Monday, December 22nd. Let's get you up to date. First today, Pennsylvania is part of yet another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are suing the Trump administration over funding for electric vehicle chargers. The lawsuit, filed by other blue state attorneys general, says the Department of Transportation is breaking the law by withholding funds approved by Congress. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, the lawsuit claims the lack of funding has stalled current and future projects.
New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin says the Trump administration should release the $16 million earmarked for new electric vehicle infrastructure in the state. He says the money would create new jobs and provide EV drivers greater access to the roads.
And at a time, again, when we're trying to make energy costs go down, we're trying to make people's lives easier and more affordable, this makes no sense. It's illegal, but it also just makes no sense.
The funds are part of the Biden-era bipartisan infrastructure law, which Congress passed back in 2022. The Department of Transportation did not immediately return a request for comment. But President Trump repeatedly says he's not a fan of electric vehicles. He has ended EV tax credits and recently weakened fuel efficiency standards.
That was Susan Phillips reporting. Now, electric vehicle charging stations notwithstanding, if you're traveling for the holiday this week, you might have an easier time in one part of Northeast Pennsylvania. PennDOT reopened the Interstate 84 Twin Bridges in Roaring Brook. The bridges are now fully accessible to drivers in both directions. The agency also reopened the Green Ridge Street Bridge over the Lackawanna River in Scranton. Work will continue on both projects through 2026. To learn more about the bridge work and other PennDOT projects underway in Northeast Pennsylvania, visit WVIA.org. Stay with us. We'll talk about data centers after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni. For those of you who've donated to Newsmatch and become a member of WVIA, we sincerely thank you. Our members are the heart of everything we do. Now we'd like your help in getting another new member. Maybe you have someone in mind. Ask a friend or a relative if they would like to become a member of WVIA. Together, we can be sure WVIA News is here to serve your communities for years to come. Visit WVIA.org/match and thank you.
Welcome back. Now for the latest news voices. This week, I talked with WVIA's Kat Bolus about her recent trip to Data Center Alley. You're listening to WVIA Radio, and this is News Voices. I'm Sarah Cinto, and I'm here with WVIA News reporter Kat Bolus, who took an interesting trip recently to Data Center Alley. Hey, Kat.
Hey, good morning.
So, tell us about your trip.
So, the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce took a trip to Loudoun County, Virginia, which is home to Data Center Alley. The county has 200 data centers with about 70 to 80 more in the works. There are at least 10 proposed between Lackawanna and Lazare counties, and the chamber took an economic fact-finding trip to Loudoun County. So they brought press along with them, which was really exciting. They invited some council members from Archbold, where the most data centers are proposed in Lackawanna County. There was council members from Jessup, a representative from State Representative Kyle Mullen's office, the purpose of this trip was kind of to compare Luzerne and Lackawanna counties to Loudoun County, right? So how do they compare?
I found that their only similarity is the square mileage of both counties. They're about 100 square miles off from each other. They're close in size, but, you know, from my perspective, I found Loudoun to be much different than Lackawanna County. They had wide open spaces where you could put 200 data centers, and I just don't see that being replicated in Lackawanna County.
So how big were some of these data centers that you were passing by?
They were massive, especially the ones along the road. We weren't able to tour inside of any of the data centers for security reasons. Dave Tolson, who owns MBT Data, and he is actually a Wayne County native, he kind of hosted the chamber. He's a data center developer, so he provided some insight into developing data centers, and we were able to get out and look at one of his data centers, but it was a two-story building. It was built, I think, like 2014, 2016, and it wasn't what they call these like hyperscale data centers, which are the huge, massive ones. But you can see them along the road. You were able to see them being built, and they were huge, nondescript buildings. Loudoun did put in some requirements where you have to landscape and you have to make your building a little more attractive. It can't just be like a big ugly gray structure. They just look like massive warehouses.
Yeah, and I remember you saying something about that Loudoun County has a countywide zoning policy, whereas here in Luzerne and Lackawanna counties, we have different policies depending where you are.
Loudoun County has 7 incorporated municipalities, so those 7 municipalities have their own zoning, but then the rest of the county is all under county zoning. You know, specifically in Lackawanna County, we have 41 individual municipalities, all with their own zoning. That's why now you're seeing all of these small townships and boroughs start to provide some type of zoning ordinance for data centers. So they're kind of prepared if these proposals come into their communities.
You seem to have gotten a lot of big takeaways from it. What do you think the chamber members who were on this trip got out of it?
So I spoke to Jerry Cronella, who's the vice president of Jessup Borough Council. I spoke to Dan Markey, who's Archibald Borough Manager. They took a lot out of it. They both used the same term, that Lackawanna versus Loudoun was apples to oranges. They both said that at like 2 totally different times. So I think that they also saw the differences. And Dan Markey had said to me, you know, I feel more informed to come back to, you know, our residents in Archibald.
So now everyone's back. What's happening on the data center front right now?
So municipalities across northeastern Pennsylvania are working on adding data center ordinances to their zoning. I think that's number one. You're seeing that in not just Lackawanna and Luzerne. You're seeing it in the Poconos a bit. Like Coleman County, Snyder County, Columbia County, kind of all over our coverage area. They're trying to get a grasp on just how many of these data centers are proposed and which ones are actually going to come to fruition.
Well, Kat, thank you so much. I know you've been saying that you could write about data centers forever, so
yes.
I'm sure we'll be reading about it for a while.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, one last thing for you today. Let's start the week with a look back at This Week in History from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, December 22nd through the 28th. In 1914, an entire block of downtown Pottsville is in ruins after a massive fire breaks out at a department store. It's later named the Million Dollar Fire. In 1923, President Calvin Coolidge lights up the first national Christmas tree to ever be erected on the White House grounds. 2001, so-called shoe bomber Richard Reed attempts to explode bombs on a flight from Paris to Miami. They fail to detonate. In 2004, a powerful earthquake off the coast of Indonesia creates a tsunami that kills some 230,000 people all across the Indian Ocean coastline. And in 2007, this is the week former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto is assassinated. She'd been the first elected female leader of a Muslim country. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org.
I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.